This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation from this year that could return in the coming year.
Chairman Black, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to present Senate Bill 84.
Senate Bill 84 would have created the offense of tampering with an election official. This measure was pre-filed on December 1st and heard by the Missouri Senate Local Government Elections and Pensions Committee on January 27th. Senator Jamie Berger of Benton was the sponsor.
Punished by imprisonment of not more than 5 years, or by a fine of not less than $2,500 and not more than $10,000. Swatting is defined as the action or practice of making a prank call to emergency services in an attempt to bring the dispatch of a large number of armed police officers to a particular address. The average age of our election workers seem to be on the rise, and it is hard to get people to spend their entire day or days for what they are being compensated. We have to have their back when it comes to them being protected. This law is imperative to continue to have safe and secure elections while keeping seasoned poll workers.
Where similar language could also be found in numerous other proposals, both in 2025 and 24, none were successful either year. After Senate Bill 84 was voted due pass by the committee, this legislation was not brought to the full Missouri Senate for consideration.
Senate Bill number 66, Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that
Senate Bill 66 would have modified provisions relating to the protection of children, vulnerable persons, and animals. While this measure was not successful, parts of it did go on to become law in other proposals. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County was the sponsor.
Child marriage puts children at higher risk of mental and physical health issues, intimate partner abuse, social isolation, and poverty. This is not only a legislative imperative, but also a moral one. It is time we raise the age of marriage to 18 and protect Missouri children. Let me be very clear. Child marriage is the legalization of child rape. If a 20-year-old were to have sex with a 16-year-old, that would be second-degree statutory rape. Just because one parent gives permission for the child to be married, it doesn't make it less unconscionable.
Missouri senators sent Senate Bill 66 to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 6th, but the measure was unsuccessful there. However, certain elements were amended to other proposals, including extending the diaper bank tax credit, newborn safety incubators, accessibility of evidence in criminal cases, the pretrial witness protection program, actions for childhood sexual offenses, sex trafficking, and closure of certain records relating to minors. Next up for lawmakers will be assigning bill numbers to pre-filed legislation. By law, Missouri senators may start pre-filing legislation for the next regular legislative session starting on July 1st. On December 1st, these measures begin receiving their official bill numbers for the upcoming regular legislative session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.